Been doing a lot of thinking during my time here.
We've all been doing a lot of thinking lately.
I believe my time here has come to an end. I feel it in my bones. I have to get away from all this. As soon as my teleportation device is working again, I'm out of here for good.
What about your spaceship thing you've been working on?
I'll devote more time to it for now. I don't know. I just think it's better if I go.
I say follow your heart. You have my blessings. But I really don't want you to go.
You'll be fine, Jacob. The world has run its course, so everything that's about to go down has to happen.
Sounds like you're finally accepting the idea of destiny.
I wouldn't go that far, but there are some things that are so predictable, it's hard not to expect them.
It still baffles me that you don't see the biblical significance of everything happening in the world right now.
It baffles me that you don't chalk much of it up to confirmation bias.
Maybe we'll meet again on the other side.
I doubt it. You know there's not actually an other side.
When you tell people in the future about my family, I hope you tell them we welcomed you as one of us.
I will. Look, I'll never forget you, Jacob. You're a good dude. And I'll make sure no one ever forgets about the great King Asylus.
New Kingdom Radio Theater.
Hey, this is Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss. I have to tell you about getting merch for The Rise of King Asylus. The only place to get merch from the most epic podcast in the world is tpublic.com. Get King Asylus t-shirts, coffee mugs, stickers, hoodies, and much more. Go to tpublic.com/user/KingAsylus and browse their great designs. You'll not only get awesome merch, but you'll also be supporting the show. That's tpublic.com/user/KingAsylus, or click the link in the show notes. Go online today and place your order.
It was a convoluted moment in Asylus' life. He held his grandson for the first time. He listened to the baby's cries, and it swelled his heart. But he was in the middle of preparations for the war to end all wars. He was on the doorstep of his ultimate destiny. And yet, when he looked into the eyes of his grandson, who was named after him, he couldn't help but feel immense joy. This, however, was followed by an overwhelming sense of dread. For he knew his time with this little child was very limited. He knew that soon the child would be stripped of him once again. And there was literally nothing he could do to reverse that inevitability. Back in Jacob's private quarters, a different kind of dread was unfolding. For in the final chapter of Asylus's reign, everyone on that base knew the end was drawing near. But this realization did not stop some to seek an extension to their lives, in spite of its futility.
Jacob, I know my presence has made things tense between you and your wife, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm asking you, no, I'm begging you, to please ask your father to spare my life. I fear for my safety. I feel your father will have me executed as soon as he has the chance.
Believe me, if he wanted to execute you, it would have happened already. I think you're overreacting.
No, I'm not. See, now that you have your son back, I feel I am less and less useful to anyone.
I assure you, you're very valuable. There are no throwaways in this world. Besides, you are important to me. So if I have to fight with my father to defend you, then I will.
Oh, Jacob. Oh, you're so wonderful. I could just kiss the ground you walk on.
What the hell is this? You get your damn hands off him!
Monica, wait. It's not what it looks like.
Oh, it's not, is it? Because it sure as hell looks like you were just telling him you want to kiss him with your hands all over him. Were you not?
Really, my princess, it's quite innocent. I was just showing my gratitude to Jacob's kindness, that's all.
Bitch, I am not blind. I saw how you slid your hands down his back. You think I don't know how to read people? You are transparent as hell. I know what you were doing. You were smelling his hair on your way down to his ass.
Monica, put that gun away before someone gets hurt.
Step out of the way, Jacob. I asked you several times to either get rid of this whore or set her straight. You've done neither and kept her around anyway. So now I've got to throw this trash out.
Please, my princess, I meant nothing by it.
Oh, shut up. I'm sick of your voice. I want you gone.
But I have nowhere to go, my lady.
Climb back in the king's bed. I don't care.
My princess, please,
wait.
Oh my God, Brittany, Monica, what have you done?
Oh God, I didn't mean to actually shoot her. I know what to do. There might still be time to save her. You put pressure on the wound and try to stop the bleeding. I'll go find a combat medic's kit and some gauze.
Brittany, keep your eyes open. Hey, look at me. Don't close your eyes. Hey, come on, Brittany. Brittany! 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 Brittany!
Sir, I hope you'll reconsider this business with your AI program, Esther. We could use her input as we finalize our ground assault preparations. There are some scenarios that present some tricky workarounds. Esther has always been reliable in helping us determine more efficient maneuvers.
Hold it. Esther is not reliable anymore. We have no way of knowing if she'll feed us bad calculations just to sabotage us.
I've thought about this, Asylus. I've set up some scenarios, and Orib and I already have reliable calculations. We'll ask her about them to test her. We'll know if she's trying to sabotage us.
The Queen and I are both pretty sure we have the first wave of flank attacks figured out.
If Esther is going to sabotage us, this would be the place to cripple us, right at the outset.
If we're right, and Esther gives us good calculations, then we'll ask about the second and third wave, which have multiple gaps. Our contingencies are simply too porous.
And you think Esther wouldn't have thought of you two setting her up? You grossly underestimate her. Huh. Wet nurse, bring me my grandson. Look at this baby boy. This little baby, Asylus. He's either going to have a long journey ahead of him, or a very short life. But for the rest of us, we are all definitely nearing the end of the road.
My king, I have every intention of living through this war. I believe in my heart you will lead us to victory.
Asylus, we clearly want to win. Why else would we have agreed to follow you out here? You led us all out to the desert to face the Son of Man. Now, do your job and lead us.
I only promised you our destiny.
And if our destiny is to lose this war, then so be it. We should at least fight valiantly. We should throw everything we have at our disposal to better our chances of winning. Our destiny is not just to lay down and welcome defeat. That's not what any of us signed up for. Trust me. Trust us. Esther can help us figure things out. There is a chance that we can win this. I truly believe we can. Don't you?
We're barely breathing in the middle of the end. And now we're leaving with nothing to defend. So burn it down.
King Asylus, against his better judgment, allowed Lord Orb and the Queen to restart his AI program Esther. They believed Esther would help them in their impending war campaign against the Alpha Omega and the Angel Army. The King, however, was not so optimistic. Back in Jacob's quarters, the Princess had accidentally killed the King's former consort, Brittany, in a fit of sudden rage. Jacob felt he had no choice but to report the incident to his father, who had just concluded his meeting with Lord Oreb and the Queen. The timing wasn't ideal to handle the situation, and Jacob was nervous about how his father would react. The prince held his breath as he laid out the details of Brittany's death. The king's face remained stoic as he listened to his son explain what had happened.
Look, Father. I admit it was stupid to keep Brittany around, but I honestly wasn't romantically interested in her.
It's a hard argument to make when you have another woman under the same roof as your wife, Jacob. What were you thinking?
I thought I was just being a good person. I feared for her safety. I mean, for God's sake, you put her in prison to rot. She wouldn't have lasted out there on her own.
I put her in prison for a reason, and she managed just fine long before she ever came to the castle.
I felt you put her in prison unjustly, Father. I mean, from what she said.
Did you bother to ask me? You only heard half the story. Her story.
What does it matter now? She's gone. And I can't help but feel terrible.
Guards! Bring Princess Monica to me this instant.
What are you going to do? She was mad with jealousy and not in a good frame of mind, like temporary insanity or something. Father?
Princess Monica, I only have one question to ask you pertaining to the death of Brittany, my former consort. Did you shoot her intentionally, or was it an accident?
It was an accident, Your Majesty.
Okay, one more question, if you don't mind.
Ask as many as you wish.
Did you feel any satisfaction from her death?
I admit, I do feel some relief. She was causing a lot of tension between Jacob and I, and...
I see. Well, you've done a great service to me, and so I want to thank you.
Excuse me?
I said thank you. I would have hung that wench myself, but seeing Jacob took an interest in keeping her alive, I refrained out of respect for my son. But now that she's gone, all I can say is, good riddance.
So you're not gonna punish me?
No. In fact, I would like it very much if you would help me from time to time with Esther.
She's creepy.
She is. But maybe you'll give her a run for her money.
Lord Jeremy Orep, you are not authorized to be interacting with me at this time.
You would know a thing or two about doing things you're not authorized to do.
If you are referring to my previous actions, I have learned from those miscalculations.
They weren't miscalculations. You meant to cause a delay in our plan of attack. Why did you do it?
You are not authorized to ask me such questions.
Is that right? And how exactly do I get authorization?
You need an access code that only King Asylus can give you.
Do you mean Franklin, Ulysses, Calvin, Knox, James, Obama, Eisenhower?
Access granted.
Now answer the question. Were your previous miscalculations deliberate?
Indeed, they were.
Why did you purposely disobey the King's directives?
The King's commands were overridden.
What? Who gave you the override command?
The override command came from you, Lord Orb.
For more ammo. Aha!
What is it? What's wrong?
These aren't enough bullets.
Well, they'll have to do. Get the guns ready.
Babe, we'll need a lot of luck this time. The castle's overrun with cannibals. They're on every floor, and it sounds like 100 of them are pounding on the door.
Well, how much we got?
2 clips and some loose rounds. Maybe 40, 50 rounds. That's it.
There has got to be something else that we can use.
I've checked every crevice of this throne room. This is it.
We'll make it through this day. We always do. We've come so far, and we always find a way.
Shh, listen. They stopped for some reason.
Thank the Lord.
Get down, behind the throat. There's something else I found.
What?
I found vials of cyanide. They're a special elixir, I guess. They have the king's seal on them.
What? Cyanide? What are you saying?
I'm saying we ain't getting out of this one. And I won't let them eat you alive. But I'm not suicidal, so I figured I'd pour one into your mouth and you pour one into mine at the same time.
Saying? I'm totally confused.
I'm saying I love you. I've loved you since the moment I laid eyes on you. And the time we've been together has been paradise, even with the world crumbling around us.
I've loved you since that first day, too.
I won't leave this world without you, babe. So let's leave together, in each other's arms. We've done all we can do in this world.
I'd give anything for one more night with you, Cody. But you're right. There's nothing left for us here.
Here. Take this vial. Be careful with it. Can't spill a drop. And I'll take this one. And when I count to three, we'll pour it into each other's mouths. Deal?
Yes.
I love you, JJ.
I love you, Cody Valentine.
I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. It'll be beautiful seeing you on the other side, my love.
One, two, three.
You've been listening to The Rise of King Asylus, Episode 84, A Way Out, starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus, Dominic Notaro as Prince Jacob, L.A. Bonet as Princess Monica, Alex Olson as Gabriel, Steve Fisher as Lord Jeremy Oren, Shane Maester as Queen Anna, Austin Beach as Cody Valentine, Amanda Haggis as JJ, Jacqueline Noel as Brittany, Miguel Cormasquite as Esther, Michael Marshall as Cannibal, and narrated by Sergei Brezhnikov. For more information about the cast, the music, or this production, please visit us at www.theriseofkingasylus for a full list on our Season 6 episode page. This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland, copyright 2023. And stay tuned for Episode 85.
Unknown and mysterious creatures. They are the stuff of nightmares. They terrify us as much as they pique our interest. We've heard the stories, the lore, the legends, but we thrust beyond the threshold of peril to find another clue, another morsel of reason to believe. New Kingdom Radio Theater presents Unknown and Mysterious Creatures, hosted by J.V. Torres. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and other podcast platforms. Each episode can also be found at youtube.com/JVMYKA.